Part 1. The Story. Chapter 1. Narnia. Creation and Subcreation. Perhaps when you were little, you played in an old house with lots of nooks and crannies, climbing around the boxes in the attic, hiding in the closets, and letting your imagination go wild. That is how The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe get started, with four children, Lucy, Edmund, Susan, and Peter, playing in an old house on a rainy day. Lucy goes inside a wardrobe, a large chest used for hanging clothes before the advent of built-in closets. She enjoys the feel of the old fur coats and burrows in, carefully, being safety-minded not to close the door. She keeps going farther back until the furs feel prickly, like pine needles, and she notices she's walking on something soft and cold. She sees a light, which turns out to be a lamppost. She sees that she is in a snowy wood. When she gets to the lamppost, she sees a fawn with a scarf around his neck, fumbling with an umbrella and packages. She then realizes that she is in another world. This world, which she learns is called Narnia, is inhabited by talking animals. And in addition to the fawn, there are centaurs, creatures that are half man and half horse, nymphs, dryads, giants, elfish and fairy-like beings, dwarves, and dragons. As the story unfolds, we see that it is a medieval world with kings and queens and knights, castles and towers and chivalry. Narnia is a wonderful fantasy world on one level, but it is not an escapist kind of fantasy. Later on, when all four of the children leave their world, where adults have taken care of them, and make their way into Narnia, they enter a world of moral testing, high dangers, weighty responsibilities, and spiritual trials. Nor is Narnia a self-contained fantasy world unconnected to the real life of Earth. The children travel back and forth between the two worlds and learn that the two are both parallel and connected. The spiritual and moral laws of Earth are the same as for Narnia, where they are heightened and clarified. So what are we to make of this fantasy world? What does Narnia mean? The world inside. After her first visit to Narnia alone, Lucy comes back and joins the others who do not believe at first that she has been to another world.